to open a conversation with your partner, how you can both together improve your sex life, make it more frequent, make it more satisfying. There are a few fundamentals. So you need to act a little bit like a coach, not just telling your partner what you want and what you should do, but you need to have a genuine curiosity. You need to find out about your partner. You need to open a conversation where they feel like you really want to understand their experience, you want to understand their feelings, and you want to help them to find their own answers, their own solutions. So the fundamentals, first of all, the thing to not do is to play the my needs card. This is often where people go to as the first thing, and they feel entitled because we are partners and I want my needs met. I'm not having my needs met. This is really widespread at the moment, you know, the online culture on sex. You need to be claiming your pleasure and claiming your needs. It is true that there is a place sometimes where we have to, as a last resort, tell our partners that this is important to me and this is affecting me, and you want to appeal to your partner to try to meet you and to try to make an effort. Yeah, and sometimes it is necessary. Sometimes if your partner is completely unresponsive, not engaging, it means they're not giving it enough respect, enough attention to like how important it is to you. Maybe they're even unaware that it is important to you. So sometimes it is necessary, but I would say that kind of conversation is something that happens as a last resort when you have exhausted all the more mild options. I will come to that in a minute. First, to open this conversation, what are the main components? You want to make sure that you are not putting your partner under any pressure. You want to communicate to them explicitly. They're not under any pressure. You just want to understand and to see if you can both find a solution. Secondly, you need to be curious about their experience, not to communicate your needs. There might be a place for that later, but be coming from a place that I really want to understand what is happening for you. What do you feel? What is difficult for you? What is not working for you? You want to have the genuine curiosity, and you need to be focused on what do you need. How can I help you? Yeah, it's not that you are forgetting your needs, but first of all, you want to understand the full picture, what, you know, can work for your partner. And then you can, you know, there's always a space after that to check in how much you are able to provide it. And also, like, if things are working better for them, then automatically that normally means that this comes back to you, unless it breaks some of your boundaries and your needs. And then you can obviously, you know, converse about it. Third, you want to come to it with a lot of empathy. Now, empathy means that you are trying to feel their experience. Make them feel that I understand what you're feeling. It must be not very nice. It must be difficult. I can see these are the things that you, the phrases that you might be using. I understand how it feels. I can see how this can be difficult. I can totally get how this might make things not desirable for you. You have to come from a place, what can we do together to make this better for you? The next point, you have to be absolutely prepared to hear things that you're not going to like. Okay, obviously, if something is not working, if there is a problem, it's not all going to be, you know, flowers and berries. You're not going to hear that, you know, you're absolutely amazing and I'm absolutely happy with everything in sex. Clearly, in this situation, it's not going to be like this. You're going to hear things that might make you feel that you have been doing something that makes them feel not great, that something you like is something they don't like. You've got to come into this conversation prepared to receive that data. You can't come into it just to get sort of reassurance for, you know, how amazing you are. You've got to hear it as just information to work with, to find a solution. You got to be prepared that it might make you feel not great at first to hear that, you know, your partner was unhappy with a part of your lovemaking, with all of it, for certain reasons, for greater love, for a greater solution. And last, I would say that you don't want to jump in with, you know, all the solutions that you are going to offer, because that might feel a bit imposing, like, you know, you're telling them what to do. You want to drive the conversation to a place where you're asking them, okay, so in what is not working for you, what do you see that could be a solution? What could we do to make you feel better? You know, try to prompt your partner to come up with their own solutions. Now, they might not have them, or they might have them, or they might be specifically, quite specific about what they need, and then you have all the information that you were looking for. Or they might feel something loosely, not very clear, it's going to be quite vague. They might say something like, well, I don't feel it's very intimate, I don't feel like I have energy, I don't feel like I want sex. So they might say something, but then you might need to keep prompting them. What do you feel might help you feel that it is more intimate, that you don't need to have all this energy for it? What might make you want it? Yeah, so that's another way the conversation might go. You might hear no solutions for them at all. You might get an I don't know, in which case it's still useful because you're priming them with this conversation to make them aware that they are not coming up with any solutions. They don't have any propositions. This puts you in a place where you can suggest something and you can propose and you can say, well, how about we can try this, you know, something that you have learned from my course. And that comes across different. It doesn't come across like you just want them to do something that you want to do, but, you know, you are making a suggestion, an option where they didn't have any. You know, that has a totally different effect. So, you know, keep those fundamentals in mind. I explained it in the long way, just a quick summary. Don't come from my I need, you know, my needs are not being met. Come from I want to understand your experience. I want to understand everything you feel. Empathize with it. Make them reassured that you understand, you see what their difficulty is. Be prepared to hear things that are not pleasant as a information that you need to find a solution. Prompt your partner to ask them what they feel would help them, would offer a solution. If not, then you can try to propose some solutions. And always make them feel that, what can I do to help? You know, what would you like from me to help you to feel better?